Welcome to Western New York at Work with Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis. Join in on the conversation about sports, jobs, economic development, and the people who make it all happen. If you're interested in growing your business, understanding the latest trends in and around Western New York, then join the discussion at 803-1520. Now, here's Dale Martin and Lauren Lewis.
Good morning, Buffalo. Welcome to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM, where we talk about sports, jobs, economic development, and always the people that make it happen. It's a beautiful Sunday morning here in the Western New York area, a great day for golfing, a great day for sailing, just a great day all in all, and we hope you are enjoying your coffee or your morning. With that being said, let me just say good morning to my good friend and producer, Mr. Louie.
Good morning, Dale. How you doing?
Great. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good. Football starts, so I'm a happy camper now.
That's
finally.
Right.
I've been kind of just waiting out these past 2 months, doing some golfing, enjoying the summer, but like now it's getting there. Like now I'm fully happy. Like football training camp starting, so I'm good.
Great. And for our listeners out there, we have a great conversation in store for you today. We have in studio with us today Mr. Jeff Ryan from Small Business Partners. Jeff, welcome to today's show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, man. You know what? You have an exciting business, and this is something that I've been wanting. I've been wanting this conversation to happen for a long time. So I'm so happy that you're in studio with us today. But before we get into that, let me just ask you, are you a sports fan?
Absolutely. Big Bills fan for sure.
Okay, great. Any thoughts about some of the trades or comments about the quarterback situation?
Well, yeah, that's going to be the big thing this year is the the Bills quarterback situation. I think it's going to be interesting in the preseason to see who wins that spot.
Yeah, every year.
I'm telling you, the minute Josh Allen throws a 75-yard touchdown off his back foot, everyone's going to be calling for him. I still think Allen's going to end up playing.
Okay, great.
So far, training camp, he's been the best player already, and I think he's going to start.
You think? Okay, well, speaking of starts, let's find out what's happening in the world of sports with our sports update.
We got a doubleheader starting off today for the Buffalo Bisons, who wrap up their series with Indianapolis on the road. The Herd fell last night in Indy after taking a 4-3 lead. The Bisons allowed 3 runs to score and could not answer back, falling 6-4. First pitch today is set for 12:35, with pregame getting underway at noon right here on ESPN 1520. Other Bisons news, top Blue Jays prospect Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has been called up to the Herd. Guerrero makes his debut Tuesday after hitting a .402 with 14 home runs and 60 RBIs in 61 games in the AA. In the majors, 15 games are on the slate today. The Yankees take on the Royals at 105 in New York as they try to feed off their 5-4 victory yesterday. The Blue Jays are also at home as they face the Chicago White Sox at 210. The Jays will look to bounce back from a 9-5 loss to the Sox yesterday. Buffalo Bills training camp has officially arrived. The Bills practiced in pads yesterday in their third practice, where Josh Allen received snaps with the first team offense. To find out more about how the 7th overall pick did in practice, as well as the rest of the team, check out Sal Capaccio's full camp report on WGR550.com. Some injury news to report. Tight end Nick O'Leary was seen wearing a walking boot on his right ankle today at practice. The Bills also were scouting free agents this week as they worked out former Giants running back Orleans Darkwa. Darkwa started 11 games for the Giants last year, rushing for 751 yards and 5 touchdowns. The days of printing your tickets for game day are over. The Bills announced this week that mobile ticketing will be the new normal at New Era Field. Tickets can be downloaded on your phone, which will then be scanned before getting into the stadium. Other NFL news, running back Alfred Morris visited the New York Jets yesterday. Morris spent the last 2 seasons backing up Ezekiel Elliott in Dallas. Also, the Panthers suffered a blow on the offensive line as left tackle Darrell Williams dislocated his kneecap and tore his MCL at practice on Saturday. This update is brought to you by Latempio PC Law Group, your complete legal counsel, and by Bocce's Pizza. Enjoy the game with a nice slice of Bocce's. For ESPN 1520, I'm Louis DiBiase.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And as we always do each and every Sunday, we want you to be a part of the conversation. So if you have a question or comment, just give us a call at 803-1520. Again, 803-1520. Now, Louis had mentioned during the sports update that the Bills are moving to a paperless ticketless environment. So you download the tickets. And I really think that that's indicative, Jeff, with the type of business that you provide, the type of services you provide.
Yeah, I mean, with the systems that we build, they're based for the small business market. And what we can do is get those businesses that are fully on paper, manual processes and multiple softwares that they're using to run their day-to-day business and get everything electronic or digital to help them grow. So,
okay. Now, you are the owner and founder of Small Business Partners. Share with our audience exactly what type of services you provide and what your company does.
Sure. Well, what we do, and for some small businesses, they may or may not know the term CRM, which is Customer Relationship Management Software. Those software systems were basically reserved for the big companies in the past. Now there's platforms out there that we build that are exclusively for the average, everyday small business owner. And what they do is they bring multiple tools into one place, one system, and to help really streamline your business. I mean, I can give you a list of things here that it can that may resonate with the small business market out there. Obviously, you need to manage your customers, and having all your customers in a database is one great place to start. It helps you keep you organized. It brings all your marketing tools together to do email marketing, direct mail, text message marketing, all within the same platform. You can establish a live chat function on your website, which is another cool thing and another marketing tool. You can bring all your social media platforms together within the platform so it's easier to manage, bring in leads, do your post, and all that good stuff instead of having to go to Facebook, then to Twitter, then to Instagram, and doing all that. You could do it all in one place with the system. Also, another big thing with small businesses is setting up invoicing and quotes and contracts and things like that. Again, all managed within the platform where everything is branded to your business. Other things it can do is forms. And what I mean by forms is, you know, lots of businesses, you know, have lots of paper. You know, you go into an office, hey, fill out this questionnaire or this form. All of that can become digitized or electronic, and then all that information feeds back into the platform, so you always have that information. You don't have to dig around in files and folders to service your customers or the people that are coming in to purchase products.
Now, do you have to be a certain number of employees for this type of solution, or how does that work?
No, you can be a sole proprietor or a person with 1,000 people. The application is scalable and can service any type of business, no matter how big or small you are. For the small business partners, we like dealing with folks that are, you know, that 20 and under. Because those are the businesses we find that are doing well, but they're starting to get buried in their own paperwork, their own manual processes, and those ultimately take a lot of time away from the small business owner. And it becomes, you know, they're spending 4 or 5 hours a day managing invoices and quotes and customer calls. And when you don't have all that stuff centrally located, it can be very, you know, time consuming and ultimately cost you a lot of money when you kind of do the math on how much time that takes over the course of an entire year.
Exactly.
Or you've got several people managing manual processes and lots of paper in your office. You know, if everybody's worth $20 an hour and they're wasting 2 hours a day, you know, on manual and paperwork processes, there's $40 a day times 365 days a year times 5 employees. You know, and all of a sudden you're looking at $80,000, $100,000, $200,000 in just wasted time on manual processes. And what we do is we streamline all that and put it into one system. That really helps people become a lot more efficient and effective. And the CRMs that we build or the operating systems give a small business that big business feel.
When
you've got the nice email marketing campaigns that are branded and with your colors and links, and, you know, somebody goes to your website and completes a form, hey, I want to get more information, that automatic email that comes back to you, hey, we got your submission, we'll be back to you and as soon as we can,
walk us through the process. Give an example of a company. You don't have to say the name unless you would like to. But just walk us through the process of a company or one of your clients that you have taken them from step one to the final implementation piece.
We have done business with a health and wellness client here in Amherst. And so it's like a typical medical office. You come in just like you go into your doctor's office. And if you're a new patient, of course, they hand you the clipboard with 20 pieces of paper that you got to fill out and sit there and fill out, right?
Yes.
So what we've done now is these customers can go online to their website, complete a form that we've built that's tied to the system. It automatically sends that customer an email. Thank you for setting up your appointment. And it automatically sends them a link to a form that is now taken all 20 of those pieces of paper that the customer has to fill out and digitized it. And they just go in. They're all drop-down menus, checkboxes. So it's very easy and customer-friendly to do. And then once they're finished completing that paperwork, they hit submit. All that information in real time comes right back to that customer record, and it's there for when you come in for your appointment. The nurses and everybody have all that information in a digital format, and it's captured there forever. So they always have it, and anybody in that office can pull up Jeff Ryan's record and see all that information. So it instead of, you know, imagine them having to pull a file and dig through all that paperwork and all that stuff. So, you know, then it becomes down to, you know, billing them electronically, creating that invoice, allowing them to pay online, streamlining that whole process, which makes your accounting and expense and finance tracking much more efficient and effective because it's all within the system versus having to take that time to print the invoice, send it, chase people for the payment, all that good stuff. So, and then when they come in and get treated, each time they're coming in, all those notes are in the patient record. All the results are there, so it really streamlines that part of the process, and more importantly, the...
So the patient, if I understand you correctly, so the patient or the customer still completes the paperwork, but that paperwork is centralized now into a database.
Yes, and the paperwork is electronic now. There is no more clipboards. You know, everything is done electronically, and if you didn't have time to complete that paperwork before you came into the office, they just hand that person an iPad and they quickly roll through the questions. And like I said, they're all drop-down menus and checkboxes, and you can get that digital signature signing with their finger, which they need to have, you know, for HIPAA and all that good stuff. You got to get all those electronic signatures. And then again, all stored in the customer record. So
that sounds like a lot of efficiency has been created as a result of that one step.
Absolutely. I mean, their intake process now is, you know, light years from what it was because, again, you've eliminated all that paper and made it very quick and efficient for the customer to complete that information, and then it's all there for the company to see when they need to start servicing the client. And that's just one example. I mean, any business that operates on multiple paper and manual processes, we can bring that all together and make it very digital, very electronic. And when you do that, it becomes very efficient and effective and allows you to service your customers, your clients, in such a way that you weren't able to in the past.
Now, when you implement a CRM system within one of your clients, do you train their staff in terms of how to function, how to operate? How does that work?
Well, our process is being the small business partners, we're proud of our name, and it means something because what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll sit down with you and the critical people in your business and really take the time to understand how does your business from A to Z work? How are you currently servicing your customers? How are you bringing your leads into your organization to convert to sales? Every step we try and truly understand, and sometimes that can take hours, sometimes that may take a week, but we take that time. Because the critical thing when you're building a technology solution for small businesses is you got to understand the business and where they want to go and how they're operating. Then we build process, you know, and a lot of small businesses, you know, it's a foreign word, you know, they just kind of work on the fly, they're running their business. Because a lot of small business owners, they're great at what they do. They opened up their business because they're very good at what they do, but they're not marketing majors, they're not salespeople, they're not accountants, and all those types.
But you have
of things.
To wear all those hats.
But you have to do all those things as a small business owner to be effective. And what we do is understand how that currently is working in your business. Then we lay out how the process should look for your business for each piece of your business. Then we kind of reverse engineer your business processes into the platform so the system is truly customized to your business. It doesn't matter whether you're in the medical field, building widgets, manufacturing, running where we're doing a system right now out of Texas. It's a soccer league with 700 kids in it. You know what I'm saying? And you'd be surprised at how complex a soccer league registration is. But, you know, now all the kids and the parents can go online. They register themselves, their kids. They make their payments, the subscription billing to take their money each month for the league. I mean, it doesn't matter what your industry is. We just take the time, my partner and I, Andrea, and just really take the time to understand your business. And again, like I said, we reverse kind of engineer it back into the system so it's truly custom to your business.
To your business. Okay, and that makes sense. Now, one of the things are, and we really just went directly right into exactly what you do, but share with our audience a little bit how you got started and when did you start the company?
Well, actually, we're a newer company. We're just short of 2 years. Both my wife and I worked in corporate America for 25, 26 years apiece. And, you know, it was a comfortable lifestyle. And but, you know, working for corporate America can be very taxing at times, especially when you get into a senior level position. And, you know, after a while, it's about quality of life and not necessarily the money that you're making. You know, you become, you know, for me, you know, I'm answering phone calls and emails at midnight, 7 days a week, and on the weekends, work never went away. So it became very frustrating. So we had been throwing around the idea of starting our own business for a while. And if you can believe it, both my wife and I, who is my partner, Andrea, both quit our jobs the same day and started the business together on the same day. And her background was working for a local cable company, one of the big ones here. It was Time Warner Cable at the time. She managed and built all of the CRM systems for that entire company.
Okay.
So imagine when you call into a big organization, they know who you are the minute you call in. They have all your account information, all your past calls in, and all your troubleshooting. That's a CRM system that these big companies are working from to allow them to be effective and efficient. And she built those for like 10,000 users, you know, so there's 10,000 people using that software for their business. So we took her knowledge and her skill set to start building these for the small business. And my background is more in that operational risk management for big call center and collection operations. So in sales and marketing. So it was a great fit for the both of us to be able to come in because she's great at translating your business into tech speak, so to speak, to build the system. And I'm the kind of guy that can sit there and truly understand how your operation works and help translate that into what she needs to build that system. So it's been an exciting journey, you know, just like any other small business owner that's out there that started, you know, it's scary and exciting all in the same breath. But luckily for us, these systems that we're building for the small business market, when you get in front of a business owner that is buried in paper and manual processes and they're working 14-hour days, and you take that time to have that conversation with them on what you can alleviate and take that weight from them, it really resonates with them. They really get it.
And for someone, one of our listeners out there that has heard the term CRM but really doesn't know what does CRM, not what does it mean, but what are some of the types of CRM systems that are out there?
Well, one of the biggest ones is Salesforce. A lot of business owners have heard of Salesforce. That is a very global, giant enterprise type of CRM system that, you know, huge companies use to manage their business, manage your customer base. So that's a big one. And like I said, it does everything, you know, from your lead generation, your social media marketing, your invoicing, your quotes, your website management, live chat, document management, being able to send customer surveys after you do business with them, recruiting, managing your HR process. Again, envision that all being done within one platform, meaning you don't have to go to Word to do that. You don't have to go to your social media platforms over here to do this. You don't have to go to your website to pull analytics. You don't have to go to MailChimp.
Solutions are all in one place.
It's all in one place. And what it really does is gives that owner of the business true visibility into every area of their business. Imagine you're a small business owner. You take a couple days off. All you have to do is open up your phone, log into your system. You can see how many leads came in today, how much, what were your sales for the day, what's going on, what tasks do you have, what reminders do you got to follow up with, what kind of expenses did we incur today, all from your phone, from anywhere on the planet.
And you know, we live in a very technology-driven society today. So it sounds as if, you know, how can you not have this in place within your company, whether you are a solopreneur or a nonprofit,
yes,
or someone just starting out, or even, you know, a mature company?
And that's kind of what we say when we get in front of a business. It's almost like you can't afford not to do this. You know what I'm saying? You need to have the system in place, you know, to really grow your business. And the beauty of the system, it's cloud-based, meaning you don't need servers and giant computers. It's cloud-based, meaning anybody with an internet and an iPad or a computer can access their business from anywhere on the planet.
Fantastic.
You know, and it's very scalable. So if suddenly you got 20 people working and your business grows to 60 in 6 months, all you have to do is just add new licenses, meaning you, and that those people just get plugged right in to the system and the business continues on. So,
and before we take our first break, for anyone that would like to contact you for more information or get a demonstration, what should they do?
Well, they can call us at 716-331-3906 or visit us at our website, which is www.thesmallbusinesspartners.com.
Okay. Buffalo, we're going to get ready to take a very short break. Don't go anywhere. We have more great conversation on the other side of this break.
Hi, I'm Lauren Lewis with Staff Buffalo. Staff Buffalo is a certified woman-owned business enterprise. Staff Buffalo is a full-service professional staffing firm providing executive, direct hire, and contract solutions for employers in Buffalo, New York, and the surrounding areas. We specialize in providing our clients with the best candidates for each job, as well as personalized career management solutions to each candidate looking for new opportunities. We love to make people happy. Please check us out at staffbuffalo.com. Staff Buffalo, where Buffalo works.
Whenever you need a ride, ride local. Locally owned Liberty Cab is Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company. For over 40 years, Liberty Cab has provided safe, secure, comfortable transportation. Whether you're going a few miles or long distance, call Liberty Cab 24/7 at 877-7111 or download their new Curb app and get a $15 credit with the promo code Liberty. Ride local with Liberty Cab, Buffalo's largest and most trusted taxi company.
Welcome back to Western New York at Work, live here at ESPN 1520 AM. And if you've been tuning into our conversation, today we have Mr. Jeff Ryan, who's the owner and founder of Small Business Partners. And they provide technology-based solutions for a multitude of businesses. Jeff was mentioning how they really provide a one-stop solution for your company, taking you from paperless to the digital world. But before we go further back into our conversation, because I want you to not get in trouble today, I think someone has a birthday.
Yes, I have to give a shout out to my business partner and wife, Andrea Ryan. Today is her birthday, so happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Andrea. So, Jeff, what are some of the things that we want to make sure that we hit home before, you know, the next segment of today's show?
Sure. I mean, if you're a business out there that it's, it just kind of, in layman's term, buried in paper, buried in manual processes, using multiple software systems, you know, to manage your business, give us a call. I mean, it's free to talk to us. We love taking the time to come to your business, sit down, take a look around, and look under the hood, as Andrea and I say, and see what's going on, and really talk to you about your business and what your pain points are, because that's usually our first approach. We sit down, what is killing you in your business? What are you struggling with? What are the three or four big pain points in your business? And we come up with a solution based on the systems we build. And they're very effective, efficient, and we're priced for the small business market. Like a Salesforce out there don't really work with the small business market. They don't really care to sit down in your business and to understand it. And you're talking about $150 a month per license, and they may lay a $50,000 bill in front of you just to implement the system. And that's
so.
Just,
so if you're trying to grow your business, you have to invest in your business.
Absolutely. And our return on investment, once we take that time and build out the system, it can be anywhere between 1,000% and 2,000% on your initial investment to get your paper or to get your business in a digital way and organized in one place. And again, like I said, it's free to talk to us, to give us a call, for us to come out and talk to you and just try and understand your business. And then we lay out a proposal for you and our plan based on your budget and see if we can move forward and really fundamentally changing the way you operate your business. And the businesses that we've built these systems for have truly changed the way they operate and couldn't be happier about what we've done for them because okay. it's allowed them that growth and taking that weight off their shoulders.
And it also sounds like you're a local company, but you're doing business, you can do business across America.
Yes. Yep. It doesn't matter where you're located. I mean, our home is Buffalo, New York, and we love working with Buffalo companies because that allows us to physically be in your office, but we can do everything virtually. We can build these systems remotely. It doesn't matter where you live. We just need to take that time with you over the phone or a webinar and just truly understand your pain points and where you're looking to go with your business. So nope. It doesn't matter. So, but
okay. And once again, your contact information is?
You can visit us at our website at www.thesmallbusinesspartners.com or call us at 331-3906. Like I said, doesn't cost anything to have a conversation with us. It's our pleasure to do so. And that the great thing about our business is we've really gotten an opportunity to work with some great people out there. Local businesses in Buffalo are awesome, and they're great people. We all have the same challenges. We're a small business, too, and we're looking to grow our business. So we get it. We empathize. We get their pain points and their problems, and we truly become partners with these folks. And, you know, a year later, people are still calling us, and we're still going in and checking in on them and making sure their business is doing well and if there's anything we can do to tweak or fundamentally change the system as their growth happens.
Great. Well, Jeff, I certainly look forward to partnering with you. It sounds like, you know, as you indicated earlier, if you are one employee or 100 employees, you need a technology-based solutions to help create efficiency, provide a return on investment. The investment is not that much, but you and your business partner will sit down with the business owner and help them decide. You will help them determine what's the right solution for their company.
And it's all, again, based on how they operate their business. So it's customized to your business,
to
not
your
ours.
Business. So to their business.
To the small business owner. So when we walk away, that system is built on how their business is, runs from A to Z.
Well, Buffalo, if you're looking for a technology-based solution, look no further than the Small Business Partners. Jeff Ryan, the owner and founder of Small Business Partners. One more time, your telephone number, Jeff.
716-331-3906, and you can reach us at thesmallbusinesspartners.com.
Fantastic. Buffalo, you've been listening to Western New York at Work, your business-friendly conversation. I'm your host, Dale Martin. Another fast-paced conversation and business program. Enjoy your day. Have a beautiful Sunday. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to Western New York at Work, sponsored in part by Lotempio PC Law Group. Complete counsel, meeting your lifetime legal needs. Dale Martin, Liberty Cab, Accessium Group, your most trusted IT service provider, and other successful business partners.